Start by giving credit to the Rams. Steve does a great job. He's doing a nice job with his football team, and they made some adjustments as the game wore on that were very effective in many ways on both sides of the ball. We got off to a good start, but didn't sustain it, and the two turnovers found ourselves into some third and longs as the game wore on, and couldn't stay on the field offensively, and gave up certainly too much production there defensively in the second and third quarter. So, I appreciate the fight of our team and continue to play hard, and I had a shot there at the end to try to do something, even with the punt rush. Give them credit. They deserve it, and they deserve to win.
Of all the things that have kind of gone wrong in a defeat, I mean, the defense just, it's been seven games, you've averaged more than like 34 points a game.
Yeah. We got to play better defense, got to coach better, and giving up 30 some points is tough to consistently try to match that on offense. There's no doubt about that. We're gonna have to find a way to play better defense, create some turnovers and some negative plays to potentially give our offense some field position at times, and certainly play better in the red zone when they do move the football.
Was there something about their improved passing game that?
We knew they were going to do it. They protected it a little bit more. They weren't naked bootlegs today. It was they were protecting the edge and then throwing back across the field sometimes and trying to give Bradford time. I thought that he really played well. Did a nice job of moving out of the pocket and then trying to find some guys down the field. But they had a good plan. And again, that's a good staff over there, and they did a great job preparing their team. We talked about it, and if you kick it deep, you really got one chance to get the ball back. If you onside kick it, there's one opportunity there, and then you can still use your timeout, the 2-minute warning, and get the ball back. And we knew we'd rush the punt, so we felt like why don't we just go ahead and max out the opportunities to get the football back. And I thought we got it back in decent field position with the block punt, but it's just those decisions are come and go.
How did you handle the video controversy with your team as far as dealing with a potential distraction?
We talked about that all yesterday, and I think the team handled it great and was ready to play and moved on.
Just for the second straight week, you come out strong, but then when they make adjustments, you guys don't counter. Is that on your shoulders, or is that?
We've got to stay out of third and long. That's really when we start to sputter offensively. It's because we have trouble on we have some negative plays or find ourselves in third and 12, third and 15, third and 10, and those situations aren't good for any offense, and certainly haven't been good for us this year either. So we've got to do a better job on first and second down, trying to stay out of those situations.
It seems like teams more and more are going after Parrish Cox. It's hurting you more with each week.
That's going to happen. We've got Champ on one side and Parrish on the other, and part of trying to apply pressure to the quarterback and set the edge and stop the running game is you're going to have to play some post safety defense, and when that happens, Parrish is battling out there, so is Champ. I think they threw both ways today, and might have thrown more at Parrish. That would imagine be the norm.
And the tight ends too, also.
Yeah.
Especially early.
Yeah. Yeah, they've used their tight ends very well all season, and they're kind of different players, and they use some misdirection and do some different things with them in the play action game, but they definitely got free and made some plays.
If your integrity is called into question as it was this week, do you think that undercuts your authority to do with your staff or your players?
I have no idea. We addressed that whole situation yesterday, and we've moved forward.
Well, now that you have addressed the situation, summing up this whole week, what would you say in a word or sentence? How would you sum up this week?
Got ready to play the St. Louis Rams and try to play a football game and put together our best effort. There's different types of things that come up each week in this season and every organization. And we handled the things that came up this week and got ready to play.
One more for Coach.
Josh, there was a report to Glazer on Friday in your staff meeting that you told your staff members that...
I'm not going to talk about any reports or anything like that. I mean, we addressed that all yesterday. I'm done with that. I'm done talking about it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.